Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's April 9th, and we're here.
My hand hurts today, like so bad.
Your hand?
Yeah.
What did you do to your hand? Where did you stick it this time?
Where did I stick it?
Yeah.
I wish it was somewhere cool.
Like where the moon don't shine?
Yes, actually. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I did, like I said, a little bit of yoga yesterday, but I don't think it's that. It kind of hurts, like, it's weird. I haven't had this pain thing in years, so I'm going to pretend that it's really not there, but... Like, when I used to have Lyme disease, it would, like, be a horrific pain for, like, the day, and then it's gone the next day.
Really?
And that's kind of what this feels like. It's
oh,
weird.
No. It's coming back?
No, it doesn't come back. But
it's just always there.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know. So, anyway. I think it's probably because of yoga yesterday.
Oh, okay. Did you do yoga today? No?
Not yet.
No. Oh, you're still going?
I'm going to do Pilates today.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow. You do a lot of different stuff. Spinning, Pilates.
Thank you, Groupon.
Yoga.
Groupon Living Social. Yeah. Travel Zoo. Yeah.
You finding good deals there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I got, I think it was like 15 classes, I believe it was, for like $20 or $25 for Pilates.
Wow.
Normally it's like, you know, $25 a class.
Right.
So that's
a good deal, yeah. That's a great deal for you.
And then I bought another 20 classes for $20 for some like well-known like class that's somewhere in, I forget what it's called, but normally it's like $40 a class.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm getting all kinds of deals.
Yeah.
And then I have my yoga thing that was like $45 unlimited a month. So
that's cool.
Thank you, Groupon. Yeah.
I don't know how these people make money. You know, I mean, it's usually I think people do this
to
raise cash quickly, I think, you know, because.
But they don't keep it all. Like, here's the thing, like with Groupon, for example.
Right.
They take half of whatever that is. So if your Groupon is $20, you're only making 10. But what you're hoping is that after I'm there for the 10 classes or 20 classes or the month, whatever it is that I bought.
Right.
You're hoping that I re-sign up under the full amount.
Right. But that usually doesn't work. That's why I'm saying, you know.
It depends. It doesn't work sometimes because there's people like me that get bored easily and want to try new things. And if I'm thinking, well, I could just go on Groupon and find another place like yours.
Right.
And I'll just keep playing the coupon bandwagon.
Right.
Or if I really like a place, if I really like it, I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think like the people that took my headshots and stuff, there are a couple, a guy and a girl, and they were building like a little studio in the back of their house, and I'll bet you that's why they did it. They wanted to raise some cash quickly, and then, you know, but then you're stuck with all these dozens of customers that you have to do the work for nearly nothing.
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that next time you need headshots, which are every 3 or 4 months or whatever,
right.
Then you're going to come back to them.
Right. Possibly.
I will say that I stick to my same photographers.
Right.
I won't go to anybody else.
Yeah.
So
if you're satisfied with them.
Well, it's complicated because it's really hard to find a good photographer in LA that agents like. So once you find it, that's who you stick with. And I know, for example, like Isabel, who shoots all of my photo shoots, like all the magazine stuff, I won't shoot with anyone else because why? She's amazing, and she's one of the top ones. We work very well together. We get each other. We get amazing photos every time we work together.
Right.
I know I can – we're both very creative. So why would I go to someone else who – and spend and waste my time?
Mm-hmm.
My time's wasted. You know, when – and another thing is, too, is I'm not going to – It's funny, like, that lady that was here from Norway, she's like, oh, I have an amazing photographer, blah, 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 when we left. She shows me her stuff, and that's great. And she goes, he won't charge you much. And I'm thinking, I won't charge him much. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. I don't pay for a photo shoot. I'm not, why? You pay me. I'm a known model. I've done a lot of big things. Why would I pay to shoot for you? No. And then if you're a high quality, well-known photographer and I'm a high quality, well-known model with a huge portfolio, we can come to an agreement that says we don't charge each other.
Right.
And then when the photos sell, we split the money for it. And then that's how that works.
Yeah.
So when she said that, I laughed. I'm like, yeah, honey, I don't pay for that. That doesn't work. No.
Okay, well, you're in a different situation.
It's just like, you know, funny. Like, I was kind of like laughing, like, really?
Well, most people do have to pay.
I charge $800.
Do you?
For a photo shoot with me. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's 3 hours. That's all you get. Yeah. So it is what it is.
So the client has to pay for the photographer. If it's like for Harley Davidson or something like that?
That's different. That's okay. Usually we work something out. But and it depends where the photos are going and whatnot. Right. But if you're a photographer and you want to shoot with me, it's $800. Mm. You have 3 hours. That's from when I get there to when I'm, you know, when I walk out. I'm not sitting around waiting.
So what does the photographer get out of this? Like a portfolio?
Portfolio, amazing photos with a top, you know, model versus some dumb idiot off the street who your photos are suck. And it's true. Like, I've worked with some photographers that were on the up and up, and I've flown all over the U.S., actually the world, really, and done a lot of this. And it's been great, and you meet some great photographers, and then you have some really shitty ones. But there's been some cool ones that now are, like, their work is phenomenal. Because I met them when they first started out, and we would just shoot and keep shooting and try different things. And I had so much to bring to show them and teach them what to do. Hey, try this, try that. Right. If you turn this off, this happens. And if you do this, just because I've been shooting forever.
Right.
Like, I get it. I know. I've been shooting since I was, like, 13, I think, 13, 14. So... you know, and I'm quick because I get bored so easily.
Right.
Most models will take their sweet ass time to change and do more makeup, and they want someone to do it for them. I do my own hair and makeup, so they don't have to pay for a makeup and hair person, which is another $300.
Yeah.
So instead of paying them, that's added on to my thing because I do my own.
Right.
And I have my own wardrobe. I'll use yours if you want me to, or maybe if I feel like it, depending on what it is and how it fits. But I'm really quick at changing.
Right.
So these models will take, you know, I don't know, sometimes half an hour in between or longer in between changing. And I'm like, why? It takes 5 minutes. You go in the bathroom, you rip your clothes off, and you put the next outfit on. How hard is that? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I mean, those are people that do everything slowly. You know, I mean, they probably drive slowly on the street, and they keep you waiting in line
and all
that shit, you know?
And then, for me, if you're shooting with me and I flat out say I'm in and I'm out, like, you will get more photos with me than you will with anyone else because some people charge by the slide or by, like, how many photos or whatever. And I'm like, you're going to get thousands more with me because I'm so quick versus some other girl that you're going to shoot and pay her hourly and you're going to get, like, maybe 600 photos. With me, you'll probably get 3,000.
Wow.
And like, you know, it's just like... It's your call.
Right.
It's whatever you want to do. And some photographers, you know, I've known for a while and I've worked with them. Every time I go home, I'll shoot with the certain ones. And I work out a deal usually with them.
Mm.
You know, $600 is like the lowest I would do. You know, just because I've worked for them before in the past when I was younger, when they were, you know, when we first started out. And but yeah. So
it works like everybody, like everything else. You know, if you're not known, then you have to pay. And, you know, if you're a pro, then people pay you, you know?
Right. Then you work out of jail and it's for free.
That's it.
But, so it's interesting in that aspect. But
it is.
This couple, I think, that you were shooting with was trying to build a portfolio, hoping that you'll like them. And, it's quick cash. But also, and they don't get paid from Groupon or Living Social until 35 to 45 days later.
Oh, really?
So it's like this whole, but it gets your name out there.
Right.
So you'll have a bunch of people.
It does, but that's the thing, is that it's still a big question whether these people are loyal customers or they're just, you know, like you, hopping from one deal to the other.
Right. With photographers, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And with a lot of things, I won't do it. You know, it's very iffy. Like, I want to research and make sure, you know.
Right.
Like, even my dental thing, which, by the way, I'm irritated at. You know, I went and I got, I found a really cool place. They're really a great place. I think I paid $35 for, like, x-rays, cleaning, whatever.
Right.
I can't remember what the third one was, but it was, like, three things. Checkup. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Whatever. So, anyway, I did that. And then I have insurance, too, but I didn't use my insurance because my insurance, most standard dental plans, mm-hmm. which I just found out, are $500 minimum.
Right.
Okay? Well, I went and I did all that. They're like, well, you need a deep cleaning. Well, I'm like, okay, what? And I don't know what that is, and I don't know what's covered. I mean, I gave them my insurance card, and I have, like, two cavities. I know. Yeah. I haven't been in 3 years. Maybe it's three cavities.
Yeah, that's
not, I can't remember. But they want to, like, do something on the back of my teeth to make it so I don't get them anymore. Like, I had this when I was younger. You put, like, a coating on the back parts of your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Like the, whatever your, what are they called?
The enamel?
Like, no, the big teeth that are in the back.
Oh,
I don't know, whatever they are, they, like, put something on it so that you never, ever have to worry about cavities for last for, like, years.
Wow.
And I had it when I was younger because, like, I ate all candy. So, like, and it lasted forever and whatever. But it's, like, in the way back. The four teeth that are, like, way back there.
Right.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm talking, and they're, like, they call me, and they're, like, okay, so you're supposed to come in tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to go back and get these cavities filled. Because I talked to my insurance company, because that day, like, I don't know, I guess, I don't know what happened. They're just like, well, your insurance company, we can't get through to them or blah, blah, blah. So now they're telling me that everything, you know, is covered up to $500, right?
Right.
Well, the deep cleaning is not covered, but they did it anyway.
Really?
So my thing is,
wow.
Well, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
Because I told you this $35 Groupon thing is whatever I'm paying for, is whatever's included in here. And then whatever my insurance plan covers up to $500,
mm-hmm.
that is what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm not doing any more than that.
Right.
So you need to figure it out. So now they're saying, well, this deep cleaning thing is like a grant.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm not paying that.
Yeah, that's what not... the hell? You didn't agree
right.
to that.
I did not agree to that at all. I didn't sign anything. I didn't... You just did it. You just did it.
Mm.
So therefore, that's not my problem. You need to figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
And they're
they'll
like...
They'll come after you with the bills and stuff, but...
Well, you don't have my
hell.
Social, and you don't know... You don't know all the information, so good
yeah.
luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I don't, the thing is I don't. I'm not gonna ever pay it. I don't care.
Right.
So.
No.
I'm not doing it. I didn't agree to it.
Yeah. $1,000.
So really annoying. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, this
these
is
fuckers,
where.
Fuckers, man. They charge so much.
It's
you know?
Such bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it because they did a deep clean and they poured this gel,
mm-hmm.
which is basically mouthwash.
Right.
You just pour it in your mouth and you spit it out. Okay. You're not supposed to drink for half an hour after. Well, I noticed on the bill. It was $100 per tooth. So
yeah.
I think that's what the 1,000 or whatever it was, something like that.
Right.
Or per se. It was crazy. And I'm like, fucking gel. Excuse my language. But gel. I mean, mouthwash. I pour it in my mouth and I spit it out and that's a grand. That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's what they call the deep cleaning?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, then it was that deep cleaning and then that. So actually it was a little over a grand is what my thing is. So,
right.
But it was, I remember it was a grand just for this stuff. And I'm like, it was just like mouthwash to me.
Yeah.
They call it like some rinse. And I'm like, what? So, yeah, that's a whole nother. I'm like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's ridiculous.
See, that's why people can't stand doctors and dentists. You know, I mean, they
such
rip
bullshit.
You off.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why yesterday I read an article about doctors going out of business and shit. And I'm like, you
mm-hmm.
know, declaring bankruptcy. And I'm like, am I supposed to feel sorry for these assholes?
No.
You know? I mean, everything is like they charge you an arm and a leg.
It's,
and
yeah.
Nobody can afford this shit, you know.
And it's ridiculous.
And they're going out of business. You'd think they'd be extremely rich.
Right. And they say to me, well, we have a payment plan. Like, I want to spend $1,000 on my teeth. I'm sorry. No, I don't. That's not what I want my payment plan for. I'll go get a new car and have a payment plan. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
That's for fucking teeth.
No.
Man.
Are you kidding me? For a cleaning? Like, I went in for a $35 Groupon, and this is what I come out with. Like, and that's another thing. When you go in for one thing,
mm-hmm.
they try and upsell
exactly.
you. But I didn't realize that a deep cleaning was, whoops, my phone's on off. A deep cleaning was what it is. Like, it's such crap.
Yeah.
And it literally is like a scam in a way. It pisses me off.
Yeah, they need to tell you in advance. You know?
Now I mean, here's my thing. Way. I want to go back and get these cavities done,
mm-hmm.
right? And my insurance covers up. I think I saw in there it's like $100 a cavity. Well, I have to pay 20% or something like that is what my plan is. So whatever, $20 a tooth. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that. That's $60 to me. That's fine.
Right.
But now I'm like, I want to go to a different dentist just because, and I'll get all my stuff faxed over, and they have to do it by law.
Do they?
Yeah, they have to.
They don't have to do the x-rays all over again and shit?
No.
In a new place?
No, they have to send your medical, their medical records, basically.
Right.
They have to send them wherever I want them to go.
Right.
So if I decide to go to another dentist,
right,
they have to fax over it all, and then I'm going to go and get my cavities done somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that because I like this place. It's a nice place.
Right.
It's just, it pisses me off how I'm being scammed out of this deep cleaning because insurance companies don't cover that. Well, how am I supposed to know? You had my card on day one. I told you what my plan was. You're and you called about it, and you knew the deal. So
yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know. I'm irritated with that.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, that's bullshit. You
right.
know?
Another thing is too that pisses me off is my ankle, for example, is still not better. So I think it's a lot of nerve damage is what I'm thinking because it's hard for me to wear tennis shoes. It's hard for me to wear socks. I'm not kidding. Like, if a sock is on me for too long, a low athletic sock, I have to take it off, and I half wear it, so it's just on my front feet.
Really?
And it's not on my heel.
Yeah. Because
it hurts there. I know that sounds weird, but it's like anything too long touching it, it's bad.
Jeez.
So I had my other MRI a week ago or whatever it was. I'm going back in today.
Right.
Well, let me tell you what it costs me every time I go in. Because yeah, I have good insurance, but it's $45 copay every time I go to the doctor, and $11 for parking.
Really?
Yes.
$11?
UCLA.
Wow.
$11 to park there. There's nowhere else to park either. Nowhere.
Yeah.
So they trap you in. So basically, I spend $56 every time I go. Do you know how many times I've been? A lot.
Wow.
Because, and here's the other thing. I went in just for the, you know, the MRI last time, you know, $11 parking, and I didn't have to pay a copay then. That was cool. I don't think I did. I don't know. But every time I see the doctor, well, I've gone in times before, which now I need to make sure I call today before I get there and make sure he looked at my MRI. Because one time I went in, he hadn't even looked at anything, and it was
really?
A waste of an appointment. And I'm like, I just paid $56 to sit here?
Wow.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
It's just, and here's the whole thing behind that. This is another thing that pissed me off. So my ankle, it's been, what, since September?
Yeah.
So she's been going on.
Huh?
They just fired their assistant. Because the assistant is the one that looks at all your MRIs, makes sure that she hands it to, let's say you're the doctor,
you
look at it, you sign it off, it goes in the system or whatever. I'll have you know that she did not call me back for when the MRI came back that I had a broken ankle and that it wasn't sprained. Because he's like, go ahead and walk on it. Make sure it doesn't get stiff, you know?
Yeah.
And because the x-rays didn't show it was broken. But he was a little concerned, but he wasn't, you know, she was supposed to call me back and let me know. No, a month and a half went by, and I called over and over and over, got her voicemail, left her millions of messages.
Right.
And finally, I left a message threatening that I was going to call the board.
Yeah.
No, that's how crazy it was.
Yeah. Because
I was so mad. I was going to call the board, UCLA board. I was going to post all over Yelp, do all these things. And the doctor calls me back and says, I'm so sorry. You broke your foot in three places, though.
Wow.
And I'm like, it's been a month and a half, and I've been walking on it. Since I had the MRI.
Right.
Are you kidding? You couldn't call me and tell me this? Well, she was supposed to. She's tried several times. And I go, no, actually, she hasn't. And so I finally, a week ago, this was like in November, find out that she was fired. And it's massive, massive patients this has happened to.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe we should all get together and sue them. Because it's bullshit. Because I know that my leg from walking on it is more injured. Because you told me to walk on a broken leg.
Right.
You know, and it's not just me. It's all these other people.
Yeah.
What is the guest calling in?
Well, yeah. Hold that thought. We'll go back to it because it's very interesting, you know. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, this is Christine. I'm calling in from Caloric.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
How are you, Christine? Thank you for calling in.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Where are you calling us from today?
We're in Miami, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you lucky ducks.
Yeah, you guys know how to live, let me tell you.
just rub it in a little bit about how amazing it is there right now.
I know there are blizzards in the rest of the country, you know.
Are there?
Here, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I just look outside and pay attention to what's going on here. And I forget that there's the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's true. So, Brigitte, tell us a little bit about why Christine
is
calling.
Caloric is a really cool company, and they have all kinds of different products that that you definitely should go and check out. And most recently, I have tried out their wine cooler, which is so awesome, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And it's really cool because, this is like a funny story. So...
So now, this is something that cools wine. It's not a drink, a wine cooler.
No,
drink.
It cools. It's an actual, like a mini, kind of like a mini fridge, I guess, in a way. But it's specifically for wine. Oh. And it has different settings on it. So, like, you know, white wine would be different temperature than red wines and whatnot. Yeah. And you want to make sure they're stored properly so that when you go and you buy nice wines, because, you know, I've been traveling around to all the wine countries
right.
a lot and writing about it. And it's like you want to make sure that you're storing your wine properly. So. Right. Here comes in Caloric with an amazing wine. One of the main products that they have. They have a lot of products, though.
Yeah.
So
tell us some of the other products you have, Christine.
Definitely. So wine coolers are just one of the products we carry. We have everything from blenders to toasters to specialty appliances like a rotisserie, hand mixers, deep fryers, you name it. We have it in our line.
Wow. So, that's pretty cool. What's the website to go to?
I think it's Caloric.
Our website is caloric.com. That's K-A-L-O-R-I-K.com.
Okay.
And we also just launched a new product called the Rolly, which launched via infomercial, and you can also see that at caloric.com or getrolly.com.
What is the Rolly?
The Rolly Eggmaster is a new product. It's a new concept. It's basically a vertical grill, specializes in cooking eggs, but you can make everything from French toast to a burger dog.
No, wait, wow. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I know, they're showing all kinds of really delicious pictures here.
Yeah. He's always hungry, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. No, I love your product. I mean, great design. By all means, you know, it's really cool, and I can see you guys have put a lot of emphasis on design and so forth.
Making them cool and funky, I think, too, a lot of them.
Yeah.
At least for like.
Yeah, stylish. Absolutely.
Yeah, like
design is one of our most important features, and actually, Caloric was established in Belgium, and we still design all our products in Europe.
Oh no way! Okay, how long have you guys been around for?
We were started in the 1930s.
Oh, wow. So, like, forever.
Wow. So
yeah, definitely. One of our first products was one of the very first electric toasters.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Yeah. I see you have really neat toasters here, too, and blenders and coffee makers. So you guys have been around for a while, huh?
Oh, gosh. So
we've been around for a little while. And like you said, design is really important to us. We like to focus a lot on the color and the functionality of the product. So we're bringing something different to our customers.
Right.
So also, I have a question. Like, do you guys have anything comparable? This is just totally random. Do you have anything comparable to, like, the Vitamix or those juicers that are, like, the craze is all now? Because it's like I've recently been trying to discover, you know, eating more healthy and trying to like juice or things like that, but I really am lost at what kind of, I mean, there's so many products out there. So I don't know if you guys have anything comparable to that. And do you want to talk about it?
Really comparable to that? Not really. We do have a basic juicer in our collection, but I'm not sure exactly which model you're referring to.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
But this is, I mean, you've got some interesting products here, like to make all kinds of, food that I see is probably like from like Norwegian kind of food or something, you know, those like little pancakes or little,
like crepes.
I don't know what they are. No, it doesn't look like crepes. I'm looking at entertainment appliances. There's something that looks like a it like opens up like a waffle maker or something. Are those like
biscuit or
hotels? Oh, they do have waffle makers. Okay, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, we have waffle makers, and also in our fun range, we have cupcake makers, brownie makers, popcake makers, and even a s'mores maker and a fondue.
Right. I see you've got so many different things. It's amazing. You can fill a whole kitchen with this stuff, even salt and pepper mills and
She's like,
yeah.
Duh.
How many? Did you ever count how many products you guys have in your line?
We have about 100 different products.
Wow, that's a lot to keep track of.
Are you a big cooker because of it all?
I am, yes.
How long did you
like to use the fun appliances, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you connect with this company? How did you find out about them?
Yeah.
How did I find out about them?
Yeah. I mean, how long have you been with them?
I've been with Caloric for about 3 years, and I don't really have an exciting story about how I found them, but definitely happy I did, and we bring something very different to the table. That's what kind of keeps me here, is, you know, the exciting different appliances instead of just a white toaster.
Right. So you're saying the design is still being made in Europe, but is this an American company or is this a Norwegian company?
No, we're an American company, but the headquarters is in Belgium, so we utilize our design team there.
How did I get Norway? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Totally screwed
this up. I think
because
we had a lot of Norway people in recently.
Yeah, we had Norwegian model here the other day, yeah. But so caloric.com, everybody go check it out. It's caloric.com. A lot of amazing products there, and I would imagine I can see you can buy them online.
Can you also, I mean, you can buy them online on your site, but where else can people find them? Like everywhere?
Mostly online, Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
those type of stores.
Great.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, when my kitchen show gets picked up, I'll be calling you guys.
Wow. Floor care and everything. Food preparation. You guys thought of everything, I guess. So really impressive, Christine. Really impressive product line. Like I said, I'm a big fan of design, so this would definitely go great in my house for sure.
Sam's gonna start buying things online. You're gonna get all these things.
Yeah.
While we're on the show.
And I see you also have Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, so everybody go and check it out. Caloric.com. Christine, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
All the best to you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Have a good
you too.
Whoops. Cut her off.
Yeah, they have really cool stuff.
I know. I like European stuff. You know, it's like they do put a lot of emphasis. Not that their American products don't have emphasis on design, and we've got some great things, but it's nice. It's refreshing to see stuff from other places as well.
Right.
You know, so that's cool. So you like their wine cooler?
I do. The wine cooler is really cool.
How big is it?
It holds, I think, like 18 bottles.
Oh,
I
really?
Believe.
So it's pretty
big? Yeah, it's pretty big. The top part, it's for the white wines, which is, actually, it doesn't matter. You can switch it, doesn't it?
Really?
Yeah. What did I put? I put white up top and then set the temperature for that and then put the reds on the bottom and set the temperatures for that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a cool story because, well, I'm going to do a whole video on it, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write about it for something else. But what is funny because a certain somebody that I know put wine, doesn't use a microwave, so hides wines in the microwave.
Really?
As a storage.
Wow.
And I thought that was completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I discovered this company, and I wanted to write about it anyway and do a whole product thing on it. But I thought it would be great to none other than bring home a nice wine cooler and plug it in and take everything out of the microwave that was in there in storage. It was pretty funny. So it's worked so far. Yeah. It was a good surprise.
So it was a good gift,
It was a good gift. It was a good surprise. Yeah, it was pretty rad.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
Yeah. People do cool stuff, you know, and I like like stuff that's designed nice because it makes you excited about the product, you know. It's not just like anything, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I find things like this all the time, even with clothes, you know. Sometimes clothes, you go, wow, this is different from everything else I've seen. You
right.
know? So, you know, I mean, it's, there's a lot of cool stuff out there, and I like their stuff for sure.
Yeah. This just in, so we're going to have my friend on the show, and I knew this was coming, I just didn't know when. His name is Michael Scott Carter. He lives in Illinois. I've worked with him on this program called the Children's Academy of Music. Mm-hmm. And basically what it was is a program for inner city kids in Southside Chicago. So I went and I spoke. They flew me out there and I spoke to all these kids in high schools in Southside Chicago, which was really scary because, you know, I've taught a lot with younger kids and I'm mm-hmm. great with, you know, all ages and stuff. But high school's a little scary.
Yeah.
You know, they can really start a lot of trouble and you don't know how they're going to take you. And I know when I was in high school, when I had speakers come in, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, so annoying, you know?
Yeah, so you
and
don't
I'm
know
thinking
what to
like,
expect.
Right, I know. And so I know what they're thinking and it's right. like, all right, great. You know, here comes this. And, you know, it's funny, like a white girl going into Southledge, you know, it's another whole thing. So I wasn't sure how I was going to be taken.
Yeah.
So, and I wound up being amazing. Such a really cool, amazing experience. Really giving back, teaching kids to kind of help stay in school, give them encouragement no matter where they come from, that they can have a dream and they can follow through with it. It was pretty cool. And then I had a lot of questions and answers at the end. And also, they had a program called the Children's Academy of Music where they go and started an after-school program. It's free.
Right.
For kids who can't afford it. And basically, if you are talented and you can't afford to buy an instrument or go to an after-school program, so the thing is keeping you in after-school programs is going to keep you off the streets.
Right.
It's going to keep you out of the gangs.
Makes sense.
And right. And because you've got nothing else to do. Your parents are working till 8 o'clock at night. Or
right.
you maybe you don't even have really parents. It's, you know, a lot of grandparents or
yeah.
a lot of the kids, you know. And there's kids, families of like 6 to 8. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
It's amazing. You know, it's the people that can't afford kids
right.
are the ones that have the most of
because
them.
Because they get paid for it from the government.
You think?
That's a whole
I mean, that's why they do it?
Ah, that's a whole nother
But they're
story.
Fucking poor. You
I know.
What's the point?
Yeah, but yeah. I know some people that like to tag on more kids because they get paid more for it.
Wow.
Foster homes included.
Wow.
But that's a whole nother topic.
Wow.
But anyway, so, yeah, we're up there. And it was really great to, like, give back. Anyway, this guy that put this whole program out there. Or are you looking at me like that?
No, not you. I noticed there's a fucking stain on the wall and it's irritating me right behind you.
Oh,
it wasn't you.
I didn't do that.
No, I'm not saying you did. I just
saw somebody it. Rubbed the leather chair onto the wall.
I don't think that's it. It looks like something else.
It's that.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, it's from the chair.
I don't think so, but never mind.
Okay.
I noticed it, and it just like...
You're like staring, and I'm like,
yeah,
what
I mean, the walls have to stay
at?
Clean here. It's a new place. Anyway, but I'm listening.
There's one behind you, too, over there.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, there's too many people walking through here, you know?
Anyways,
yeah, go
so,
on. So with the school.
Oh, yeah. So he also started this program where if you've noticed in a lot of, you know, those type of areas, it's more and more fast food joints.
Mm.
I mean, I get it because they're quick, they're easy, and they're cheap, right?
Right.
Well, why can't we have some kind of program where it's natural, healthy foods that can be cheap as well for these areas? So he actually funded this, found money and got this little cafe going where it's in Southside Chicago and it's a healthy like eatery.
Yeah.
So the Chicago Academy of Music has an area where you can come after school and you get to play with any instrument you want, be taught lessons, actually learn and have a functional, healthy cafe
right.
versus, you know, all the, what, McDonald's on every single corner,
right.
you know, KFC, whatever other chicken fried, whatever, everything. You know what I mean? It's all crap.
Right.
And I get it because it's cheap and these people don't have much money. Like $3 is a big deal, you know. It's a whole meal
right.
in some of these places. But they're not getting the healthy nutrition food that they need,
right.
which creates more obesity and diabetes and other issues.
And they
become,
they depend
right.
on the state for help and
exactly.
all that shit. You know?
And all these places are accepting that, what is it called? The like food stamps now.
Food stamps?
Yeah, a lot of drive-thrus are now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
EBT, I think it's called.
Are you supposed to be using them for fast food?
You can.
Really?
It's food.
Wow.
So they accept it now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're just, it's like our country in a way is just wanting us to get sicker and sicker. And
yeah.
It's ridiculous. But anyway. So anyway, he created this really cool program. That was my story. And so
okay.
I knew he was running for a position, and it just came in as we're sitting here. He is running for treasurer of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
And official announcement will be on 4/16. Well, I just announced it anyway. But we'll have him on the show to talk about it. Because I knew he was running for office. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to go.
So how did you meet this guy now?
You know, I met him. The publicist that was working with some well-known actors out here in L.A. Was a friend of his. He was from Chicago. And I met them at an event. It was a, I forget what charity event that I went to. And it was a cool event, really big, and it was nice. And I wound up just chit-chatting away and talking about, you know, a lot of kids programs. And I've worked with some inner city kids in Baltimore. I had a program that I helped run there. I did something here in downtown LA called Read Across America, which is reading to kids, little kids though. And so we just started chatting, and he's like, well, we have this program going on, blah, blah, blah. I'd like to introduce you to Michael, who's, you know, he's done this and this. And so that's how it kind of happened. And they flew me out there, and, you know, I got involved.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It makes you feel good when you can help help kids and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, kids get into trouble, you know?
Idle hands.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have him on the show to come talk about it.
Yeah.
But
So he's going to be on the show soon? Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Sounds good.
All right. But back to my pissy medical scale.
Yeah, well, I think we got the point across there. Or did you have any more to say about
it?
Yeah. That sucks, man. That's why I always put off going to the dentist, but it's important to go occasionally.
Well, it's
your
ankle, too. I mean, like, my whole foot thing, that's what's really bothering me as well. It's like, you know, and it's kind of interesting now that they come back and they say, well, our assistant's been fired because she was the one handling all of this. And, oh, well, your foot's been broken and you're walking on it for an extra month and a half because she never called you to tell you to stop walking on it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my foot is as bad as it is right now because your assistant didn't call me and give me the news.
Right.
Wait a second. But it's not just me. It's tons of other patients. Because now they have a new assistant, the new assistant's like, I'm sorry, I'm dealing with so much, you don't understand.
Wow.
It's not just you, it's thousands of others. And I get that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, then why shouldn't the thousands of us all come together and sue the shit out of UCLA?
Right.
I'm sorry, but that's wrong. Because my foot has more damage in it because I've been walking on it like I was told to.
Right.
And you were supposed to tell me not to do it.
Right.
And a month and a half went on and I heard nothing.
Sounds like they should take some kind of responsibility for
it. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so I'm going in today paying another $56 to go and see the results of my second MRI.
Wow.
Yeah, fun. Fun times.
Well, at least it keeps you out of trouble now, you know, so.
Out of trouble? It's my pocket.
No, I mean the fact that you can't walk on your foot, you're not doing any dangerous things.
I'm
for
still
now.
Doing whatever. I went skiing
doing?
On it, remember?
Yeah.
It's in a boot. Who cares?
I guess nothing will stop you. What can I say? You know?
Well, here's the thing. I was told that I could do all these things. Mm. And then now I was told that now, oh, it's broken. What? Well, now it's healed wrong. So thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. So, well, in the few minutes we have left, I wanted to cover this. I guess a 4-year-old boy got a hold of a gun of his uncle and shot the wife. So this was like a sheriff. I mean, that's a sheriff deputy and who left his gun, and the kid went in and just shot the woman, and she died, the 48-year-old wife of the sheriff's deputy.
Well, that was the kid's mother, right?
No, actually, the kid was a nephew.
Oh,
Of the sheriff deputy, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, wow, man. I mean, it's like, can you imagine a 4-year-old? I mean, have you ever seen 4-year-olds? You know, they're so little.
I kind of want to say something.
How can they even pick up a gun?
What kind of gun was this?
It's a pistol, I'm sure, like a service gun.
Because
he says, he said it was his personal gun, service gun.
You have to really squeeze, and it has to be loaded and the safety off.
Right.
So, wow.
A lot was done wrong with that gun.
Right.
Huh?
I find that a little shady.
I'm sorry.
I And it depends on the gun. Do you have to click it back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why would it be clicked back like that? I have a feeling, maybe they were showing the little kid how to use it. Someone showed him how.
And then put
it on the table.
Do you think so?
Then they put it on the table.
Uh-huh.
They went away to go to the bathroom or something else. And the little kid's like,
right.
I'm going to figure it out on my own while he's not here or whatever.
Right.
Picks it up and then just, you know.
Shoots.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also find that very odd.
Yeah.
But because it's a sheriff deputy, they're not going to look into it.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that. What he says is the officers do not make a habit of leaving loaded guns simply lying around. But apparently that's exactly what you did.
So, basically, I mean, I'm sorry, but I think he should be in trouble for it.
Yeah, he should be responsible.
Because a 4-year-old can't, you know, you can't do anything with a 4-year-old. But
right.
I think that technically it's a murder trial.
Yeah.
Even though it was like not a planned murder, but it's still
right.
second degree.
Should have been avoided, huh?
It's second degree.
Should have been,
it's
yeah.
it's what's the other name for it? I can't think of it right now, but there's a
no,
name
but
for
he
it.
Didn't pull the gun, so
it doesn't manslaughter in a way.
Oh,
but
the trigger.
It doesn't matter. He right. indirectly it was his fault because he left it there.
Yeah, so he can
so he
be
should be charged with negligence and a couple other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
sure.
know what? He's a cop, so they're not going to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be interested in following up on this thing.
Yeah,
and
I think
where
it sounds
it goes,
really
know?
Shady to me.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, because my father had guns, and we knew where they were, but they were locked, you know?
Right, exactly. You don't
yeah.
leave guns lying around, you know?
No.
Yeah.
And we would never touch them. My dad put the fear of God in us,
yeah.
you know? And like, but... But, I mean, that's the thing. It's all... And, of course, more gun shit, because they want to stir more shit up in the news... About more gun control bullshit.
Right.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Where was this, by the way?
I just closed the page.
Texas.
I don't know where the hell it was. Maybe Texas, yeah. Maybe somewhere in the South. I don't know. But
because only a moron would leave a gun out. Like
I guess I
don't know.
Find out.
I still think it's very shady.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is it? It was just here.
Because there's a thing. Who was in the house as witnesses?
Yeah.
The 4-year-old, the dead person, and the guy?
I don't know. Let's see where it is. Lebanon, Tennessee.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So, I guess actor Wesley Snipes is out of jail. Did you know he was in jail for
no.
3 years for tax evasion?
What?
Yeah.
I did
was
not.
Like a big deal.
I did not know that.
And then here's like a movie star. He goes, sits in jail for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Serves his time.
For tax evasion?
Yeah, since 2010.
Why didn't he just pay his taxes?
Because I don't think he could. I think it was like a felony or something that he did. So it's not enough just to pay. You have to pay for it with time, too. You can't. Why
you
didn't
know,
he pay originally?
Yeah.
Because he's an asshole, I guess. He's cheap. And he thinks he's smart. You know?
I don't
they convicted
know. I mean,
him of willfully failing to file tax returns for 3 years. Wow.
Yeah, see? When you make that much, you have to have an accountant.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to. But
so he was acquitted of felony tax fraud and conspiracy.
Oh.
But I guess he was still serving time for the...
So they made an example out of him, I think, too.
Right.
I mean, which in some way is bullshit. In other ways, I don't know. I don't know the whole story, so I might
comment. Yeah.
But...
I don't know, but they'll
it's
get
It's not like
you
he
taxes,
sat in,
man.
Like, a prison. It's like he was in a nice place, I'm
you
sure.
You don't know that. I don't know where he was.
Well, if his lawyers were smart.
I wonder if it says this. Let's see. There's a link here. Maybe we can find out what the hell, where the hell he was. I don't know. I'm not going to look for
okay.
this now. But
we
he's
on...
out, and we can expect more movies, I guess. Like,
well, he's
we
gonna
really
have
can't.
To make up for that.
Yeah. So now they're making a big deal out of Beyonce and Jay-Z going to Cuba for a vacation, because you know Americans are not supposed to go to Cuba.
Right, but they're not. We're not supposed. I thought we weren't allowed to, and then they released it. And now we can go or something.
No. It's the country is boycotted by us. And
oh.
has been for a long time, which I don't know that it still makes sense. I mean, what do we care about Cuba? They're like a pit bull on our ass, you know?
Right.
And I don't, you know, and I don't see why we still have to be afraid of Cuba pushing communism on the United States. I mean, well, what the hell is that, you know? So
right.
I don't know, but I guess we always try to make people submit to what we believe. So, so that's what happens there. But, you know, I mean... I don't know. Would you go to Cuba if you're not supposed to? If they told you it's off limits?
Well,
why would you go?
I don't know. I mean, it would depend. I don't think that anyone should be able to tell me where I can and can't go.
Mm.
So out of spite, then maybe I would.
Yeah.
But if it was really for my safety, then I might listen.
Yeah, your safety,
it
but it's
depend.
Also the law. You know, what if it's the law?
You can't make a law saying I can't travel somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Can.
Once I leave the country, I can go wherever the hell I want.
You can, because, I mean, now they're
what
like
are you
going
to do? Not let me back in my own country? That's not true. So I'm going to go wherever the hell I want to go. Because you can't not let me back into my own country.
No, but they can't give you a visa to
okay.
go.
Okay, I can leave here. I can fly to any island I want, Bahamas right. or anywhere I want,
right.
or
and
somewhere
then fly to Cuba
that's
from there.
European. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can go to Brazil.
Right.
From Brazil to Cuba.
Okay, well, they don't arrest
Mexico.
You for it, but, you know, I mean, people shame you for it, so.
Right.
Know,
I'm just saying, I think, I'm not saying that I would do it. I'm not
right.
saying that I would do it. I think that's stupid, but I know that, I think that if you can't not let me back in the country.
Right.
So therefore, if I want to go and I have a reason to go, I'm going to go.
But but theoretically, if you break a law and you come back to the country, they're going to arrest you.
You're not going to, you know? You're going to arrest me for going to Cuba?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if
Let's
they do that.
Let's see how that works in court.
Yeah.
I'll have a nice ass lawyer for that shit. Okay. Saying I can't. That is my right to be able to travel wherever I want.
Yeah.
You can't. There's, it doesn't make any sense. That's not going to happen. So,
yeah.
Bullshit.
See, what they're saying is that, let's see, for vacation, there's some restrictions. They're saying, however, that each traveler must have a full-time schedule of educational exchange activities that will result in meaningful interaction between travelers and individuals. So I think they're like looking at this more like an educational thing than it's okay to go. You know, which is bullshit.
Okay, because
you know?
I know, for example, a group of people that I know went
mm-hmm.
maybe a year or two ago, but they were teaching over there.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
They were doing healing stuff.
Yeah.
And I will say they had a really big turnout.
Yeah.
And they had a blast. They said it was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know. I hear that Cuba is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, to go there. I mean, it's a tropic island.
Now, am I saying that I want to go with blonde hair? Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely not. I'll be like picked out of the crowd.
There's nothing to look for there. Look
yeah,
for
I'm good. But if I had dark hair, I would.
Yeah.
I'd blend in.
Yeah.
But it's not safe, so that's not something. I mean, if you go, you're on your own, basically. I think that's kind of what it means. I mean, there's a lot of countries, though, if you go and you're on your own.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I really want to go to Thailand, but that story, that true story, based on a true story, with Claire Danes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they were trapped in the American or the Thai prison?
No, I don't remember that.
I forget the name of it, but it was based on a true story.
Yeah.
These two girls, and this totally can happen. These two girls, and this did happen. Two girls were traveling to Thailand, Americans, just going, you know, to have fun for like a week or two, whatever it was. I think it was like spring break or something. They were young, and they met this cute boy. And this cute boy was, they did not know, had drugs and put it in one of their backpacks. And
oh, that's like a long time ago or
yeah,
something, right?
It was a true story. Yeah, it was like in the 80s.
Wow.
Might have been 70s even, but the movie was like in the 80s, I think. And, yep, and they got in trouble or got caught or whatever. And these two girls wound up sitting in Thailand jail.
Mm.
One girl eventually got out. I don't remember exactly why or how. And one is still sitting there.
Wow.
I think she might have died, actually.
See, that's why I don't want to travel to any of these countries.
But
man.
They didn't even do it.
I don't trust anybody.
They didn't even do it.
I know, but it doesn't matter. You see, these people are so fucking backwards. You know, they don't care. They'll arrest you first and then, you know, ask questions later.
Right.
So, you know, that's
why I stick to the European countries.
Yeah. I know. Me too, you know.
I would go to, like, India I would love to go to India.
Right.
But I would want to go on a known place with a known big group, like a tourist group.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't want to be alone, for sure.
No, I kind of would want to do a, like, eat, pray, love thing.
Like,
they did there. Excuse me, I have the hiccups.
Right.
What they did there, and I think it would be amazing to go and just study for a little bit. I couldn't stay too long. It would drive me crazy.
That's
but
true, yeah.
Maybe a week.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't mind traveling to Thailand. It's beautiful there, too,
I've
you know?
Always, and I do have a friend that's in Thailand. Like, my friend actually owns a couple of places there.
Oh, nice.
So I've always wanted to, like, do that, too, but...
Cool.
Watch your bags.
All right. Okay, well, we're out of time. Thanks, Brigetta. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.